Blog Talk Radio.
Take my clothes off. Stiletto heels still on deck. Yeah. Take my clothes off. You better get ready, get set, go. Performing face, yeah. Watching as I do this.
Well, hello.
Is this song
Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Jonna B., and we have a guest host tonight for Shadris Denise.
Shady? Hi. Hey.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Wonderful. And we thank you for standing in for Crystal for a little bit until she's able to call in.
Of course, no
What's
problem.
What's going on with you? How
Nothing
was your day,
has been
ma'am?
Busy. It was very productive. I will say that. Got to scratch a few things off my to-do list, so that's always a plus for me.
Oh, well, I've been researching some things, girl, you know, trying to come up with some more crazy stuff to talk about. And I ran across, you know, the good thing about having males as friends is, you know, you get to hear the dumbest, most recorded things they really believe.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
This guy told me that this is his coochie test. Like, this is his good coochie test. So this fool told me, he says that to tell some good coochie, the Gucci got to glow in the dark pink. Like, I've never in my life heard of such this type of shit. The coochie must
glow
in
the dark.
Yes.
Is
I ain't
it
never
something
heard
that
of
he
it.
Put on there? Or, I mean, it just glows. I mean, you got me want to go on my phone and cut the light off. Like, what? Like, I ain't never heard of that. How to do that?
Girl, this fool said it must glow in the dark. What else? Let me see. Because, you know, I took notes. I find myself taking notes with everybody now, because, like, this should be unreal, so unreal. He said it must glow in the dark. He said it cannot be dark pink or dark red. That means something's wrong with it. If it got a burgundy tint to it. I said, what the fuck do you do? Like,
is that
your hand
steak
in her?
Or something? you go to the store, you know how your steak get old, you know, like, it's probably like it's been out the freezer too long. And so you might need to refreeze it. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Girl, like, I do not know. But I was too weak because I let him finish. Like, I didn't, like, my rebuttal game has been off lately because people been coming at me with this weird stuff. Like, where do you people come up with this shit? And what else did he say? Oh my God! Wait a minute.
I really want to know about this. Like, you got me. Like, I'm curious. I'm about to go get on the internet because I have never heard this before.
I'm like, is it rough when it get red? I mean, is it rough at dark pink? What is? To myself, no. If it look like bubble gum, that means it's some good cooch.
Do that mean it's low mileage, or do it mean it ain't nothing past
scooter?
Because you know
details,
some kids.
Girl.
You know, some kids can, you know, offer some colors. I'm just saying, like, I just want to know what I'm looking out for. I just want to know.
I don't know either. I'm still dumbfounded by it. I thought maybe you might know. Maybe Rainisha know when we pull her on in the
future.
You didn't
ask no questions? You didn't get no details? Like, what?
Yeah, I did. That's how I
you
got
couldn't.
No, that's how I got the part where he was like, if it's dark red, that mean it may be bumpy on the inside or rough. I'm like, what the fuck kind of coochie shooter ran across, cuz? I don't know nothing about this. I ain't never in my life heard of such fuckery. I've never heard of nothing like this before. Like, what do you mean?
You know, I got some brothers. So, you know, I'm about to ask these type of questions. I'm having to go find.
Please,
I got to get a survey going now because I need to know.
Right, because this motherfucker said it must glow in the dark. And then he said when you in it, it got to sound like you in spaghetti. Now, I've heard macaroni. I ain't never heard spaghetti. What the fuck does spaghetti sound like? Do that sound like macaroni, too?
I mean, you know, I guess with the sauce, with the noodles, and as you stir it, it got like that wet sound to it. I'm not really listening out when I'm going, you know, when I'm involved in all that. So, I mean, to each his own. I guess they really are paying attention to this, to colors and sounds, apparently.
No. What? I don't. He said it got to glow in the dark. If you could see a coochie in pitch black,
I'd be scared of that because this motherfucker glowing. That means they got some kind of radioactive shit going on.
Yeah, you and me both, but, you know, that's what makes us different from them because the stuff that would make us be like, don't look right, pull them back up, you know, that apparently right. that excites them. So I don't know.
Okay, well, girl, let me go on and pull Rainisha on in because I'm sure she got some input on this. I'm going to need, maybe we need a third brain to pull this in.
Maybe.
Miss Rainisha?
Yes, yes, yes. How are you?
Hey,
are you
Ray.
Hi, Rainisha.
Hi, hi. I'm going to tell you this, though. That introduction music got it smelling real horny in this bitch. I'm going to say that off the top.
Wasn't it sexy?
It was real sexy.
Horny.
I was sitting here like, what did this man just say on this track? And I do not.
That's my favorite part, baby.
I said, excuse me, what did this man just say? I had to ease back a little bit.
You need to say it again. He said, I might not come at all, but you do.
Yes,
every motherfucking time.
Yes,
you tell me that that motherfucker's mine. L.O. Girl,
yes,
that's my jam.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I had to five a cigarette and ease on back. So I didn't know.
Well,
I don't know what to expect because I know our conversations gotta be off the chain. So I poured me a glass of Bacardi Gold and I'm relaxing. I'm ready.
I got my pineapple juice. And my pineapple Amsterdam on
pineapple.
You didn't make that little thought drink, that little thought juice Crystal got you drinking there.
I sure did make it, and it's wonderful. Hey, it's healthy and it gets you horny all at once. But Miss Rainisha, go ahead on and introduce yourself before we get into the extracurricular activities around here.
My name is Rainisha Pittman. I am an author and a self-published author as well. I'm signed to Right to Eat Concepts under the Legendary Quine, and I own my own publishing company, Conglomerate Inc. I have one author whose book I am going to re-release due to technical difficulties, and that's what I do. I write. I'm a stay-at-home mom of six. I'm married. I take care of my mom with lupus, and if I can't write, I can't eat. If I can't write, I can't sleep. And when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking about writing. I'm dreaming about writing. So that's what I do. I love it.
Well, all right. Okay. That's all you got to say before we start now?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping people know me, but if they don't, you can follow me on Instagram, author Rainisha Pittman, Facebook, Rainisha Pittman. I really don't post nothing but about my books and about my kids. They're my life. Everything is around them, and everything is around my books, and my books are my babies. So I don't get too X-rated on my page because I got super family members on it. But me and Jonna co-admin a group, and every Wednesday we get wicked. And if you really want to see me let loose, Wednesday will be the day to do it. It's in Zone Reader's Lounge, and Wicked Wednesday is Jonna's day. And Jonna get it started, and I'll try to ease back. But between her and Blacktop and Lawrence, it gets really wild in that group. So if you're looking for the other side of me, my Facebook author page would not be it. It's only about my babies and my books. But if you're looking to get that real nitty-gritty, join the group.
Okay. Well, here we go then. I'm going to just jump right on into it. You heard the intro right. Now, what's your take on this pink, this glow-in-the-dark coochie? I don't know
about no glow-in-the-dark coochie. I mean, okay, so all my life I've been bisexual, and I don't think I would be comfortable in a pitch-black room with a female and her shit is glowing. I don't see myself being excited about this shit at all. I would be looking for, like, the local ER, and I wouldn't stay for her to see the visit. She would get a drop-off. Phone number would be changed. I mean, it would be a big-ass issue. I don't know about the glow-in-the-dark. It doesn't sound kosher at all. I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea. It make you curious.
Maybe you got some special glasses or something. You know.
Maybe. Or maybe she, the girls he messed with know he got a thing for neon or glow in the dark, and they go set themselves up before they get down. I have no clue, but that would absolutely turn me off. I don't want to see shit glowing. If it's the whole room is dark, then let the whole room be dark.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you got some radioactive stuff going. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Because since I've been down south, you don't eat red velvet cake from a woman, and you don't eat a woman's spaghetti. With her stuff sounding like spaghetti, I don't know. I could understand the macaroni and cheese, like you said, but the spaghetti, I don't know, that should be a red flag for a man. You ain't finna eat a woman's spaghetti without her being your woman and you being with her for a minute, I'm hoping. I don't know. Mm. I don't get it. I'm lost. Keep researching and let me know. Please let me know.
Okay, now tonight's subject is public sex. Would you ever, I'm not even going to ask that little punk-ass question in the window and, you know, in the park or nothing. Would you ever in a group, you know how they do those type of deal fucking on stage and then it's like 50 people in the audience, would you go watch something like that or would you participate in something like that? Or both?
I wouldn't participate watching. I don't know. It's like, that's my thing about the strip clubs. Like, you get in the strip club, you watching, and eventually you get turned on, and where you at, you in the strip club. You know what I mean? You can always ease off to the bathroom with your boo or whatever the case may be, but you still out in public. So I think that was a little bit too far for me. I wouldn't want to go. I mean, if I'm watching a stage play and they pretending to be getting down or something like that, okay, cool, because it's going to move on from that part. But just to go into a place and the whole thing is just sex, I don't think Ray could do it.
Some people are excited about that kind of stuff, like public sex like that. Like, I would want to do, a window one where somebody, I'm, 15 floors up and somebody can see my boobs pressed against the glass and I'm pressed against the wall or something like that. I would definitely do something like that, you know, but it got to be the right person. But I would definitely participate because, you know, now that I got these piercings, I wouldn't mind seeing them pressed up against a window, you know.
I wouldn't.
You wanted somebody to join in on that with you, I see.
Right. I don't intentionally just roll up a window and be like, looky, looky, boo. But, I mean, if the mailman was on the porch and our window blind was open and he was looking and shit, get your look on. Go ahead, make your job easy. I'm not going to stop. Fuck that. You in the wrong. I'm in my bedroom, my window open. That's you looking. I'm not going to stop, but. No, I wouldn't just intentionally roll up my window and push my bed next to it and be like, everybody, no, everybody. Okay,
well, what about you, Shazeris? Now, you be cute. Now, you be acting like you all innocent and shit.
You know what? I don't like you putting my church front on blast like this, okay? Let it be what it is. I'm kind of with Rainisha. I'm not with the participation. Now, would I watch? Probably. I would, because I'm just curious like that. But, I don't think I'll participate. I mean, I'll watch enough to be like, all right, come on, let's go home. But that's probably as much as I'm going to do. I'm not with the participating on stage. Now, the window idea, that actually might not be a bad idea. But, yeah, I'm not with the group funk, you know, participation. Mm-mm.
Aw, man. I mean, I don't know if I would do the stage play either type of deal. I wouldn't. The window.
That's almost
do
you think you could act in a movie? Like, do you think you could do a sex scene in a movie? Because that would pretty much be almost the same thing as doing it on stage in front of a group of people.
But in the movie,
kind of see it.
Ain't nothing penetrating you in the movie. It's all fake and stuff.
As far as we know.
I mean, if he hot, I don't know. I might have to wiggle and
let him slide in.
But same question in reverse. If you was walking down the street, or if you was riding by, or you was in the adjoining hotel 15 floors up, and somebody across in the next room had their window wide open and they was getting it, would you watch?
Yes.
Ooh, freaky self.
Of course.
Would you watch?
Yeah, I probably would, because I'd just be like, what? Yeah, I would. I ain't going to lie, I would.
I got this thing where when we stayed at a lot of hotels, we used to Marriott a lot. I'm like platinum membership at the Marriott with all these super discounts. And me and my husband, we will walk down the hallway and stop in front of a door if we hear them getting it, and we will post and listen. But no, I mean, we went to 2 weeks ago. We stayed at, where is it, the Bally's Hotel in Tunica, Mississippi. And we was walking down the hallway, and his lady was screaming bloody murder. And I kept walking. I was like, damn. And I kept walking, and my husband, he posted up against the door. I posted up against the door. We were supposed to be going to the casino. We turned around, went right back to the room. I mean, she was screaming bloody murder. And you could hear his voice. You couldn't hear what he was saying. But you know he was talking shit because his words were short. Like, you know, like a couple of bitches, a couple of something. But it was real short in a deep voice. And she was just like, no more, no more, no more. And I'm like, God, what the fuck is man there doing? So we went back in our room. We came back and walked around to where their window would be, and you could just see one light, and their curtain was cracked, but that was too far up for us to see if they were still getting it. But I was like, damn, they, all right, man, all right. We will definitely stop and listen, that's for sure. So if you in a hotel with me and you win it and you laugh, best believe I'm at the door. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it goes down.
I ain't ran across that. I would like to, you know, be like, ooh, what the hell over there? Like, I heard my next door neighbors caulking the shit in the bathroom and stuff. Like, I don't get nothing.
Toilets turning on showers.
Like,
you ain't getting no live action going on, I guess.
Right. And then it was two males anyway. Nothing against them.
I don't know that I would like to hear. Like, no,
I don't want to, you know, partake in that. But like, yay, teach his own. But
yay.
Okay, I got another little situation. This girl told me about a woman who's never. She was 32 and never had an orgasm.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's depressing right there.
That is just so sad. Is she an alcoholic, too?
She can't be. She can't be. I ain't done no research. I don't know the truth behind it. But I know if I don't feel an orgasm coming, I could freak my mind out to get myself one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
I'll mentally put myself there.
Yeah, I could mentally tell myself shit. If you're not saying the right shit, I can tell it to myself in my head, and I'm going to get there. You got me fucked up. This is not. I am not doing this for no reason. It's just like, what's the point? Just to be, you just getting down and getting down, you're not getting nothing out of it?
Right.
No, I'm not going to walk. Not happening. Sorry.
Hold on, people. I just got a text message. We're having technical difficulties. Hold on one second. Pause.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're... Right. Let me see. Hold on. If it hangs up, call back, because I'm trying to see what's wrong, because someone says it's not on air anymore, and I don't know why. Oh, shoot. What is going on?